A Toronto Star staff reporter made a splendid point in his morning piece Tuesday. John Schneider, skipper of the Toronto Blue Jays, might just be Cooperstown bound. Not for his managerial wizardry, no, no, but for his linguistic dexterity with that infamous F word. Yes, my friend, that word. Last night in Toronto, Schneider threw it around like J.P. Crawford fouling off splitters in the eighth. Fast, furious, frequent. F words, Connor Halley. Just don't say them to little Benny. Each syllable flew off Schneider's tongue with the precision of a well-placed bunt, echoing through the dugout like an aria of outrage only baseball managers can perform. I have but two words. Well, one word and a number. Over there, Gregor. Holster that keyboard. I know you're typing while you're listening to this. Oh, yes, I do. Listen up. My word is so. My number? 2025. The year we stopped whispering the F word and started using it like punctuation. Once it earned a bar of sunlight soap between the molars. Now it lounges in yoga studios, weather forecasts, even wedding toasts. Timothy J., professor emeritus of psychology at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, says, "Language is just part of the whole shift to a more casual lifestyle." Listen, my good friend, the sports reporters down on that field last night after the big Blue Jays win? They were not sent there as linguistic lifeguards, blowing whistles at every forbidden syllable. No. Their sacred duty was to tell us, the 6 million faithful, what was said, not what should have been sanitized. Spare us the censorship and pass the candor. I implore you, wander over to @CamTate on X and cast your vote in our humble little poll. 2 minute warning. Gregor, Halley, Kruger. How many cups of coffee has young Declan had today? Tate. Weekday sports. 1440.